T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, drinking toast with the child today. Your guess is as good as mine coming up, too. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays, guys, my husband Nate's birthday is today, and it would be cool if you give a big birthday shout-out. He would like to hear the Dirty Germans filling holes with glass because he's a window guy. Thanks. That from Tina. Yes, we're a Nate and Tina power couple. Thanks so much, and have a great day, guys.
Yeah, I did not know that I want to fill all these holes with glass, but if you drop the GL at the beginning, I'm in.
Yeah, most of the glass I know is blown.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the way they make it, Mouse. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I have what I call a happy bong. It's made out of happy glass.
Yeah, you should see how hard they have to blow to make those windows.
Yeah.
Guys, big fan since you people were being chased by those people. It's Gail's birthday. Give her a double choy chestnut and an owl hitting the window. Thanks, guys. That from Wally. Guys, I want to wish my very best friend Kat a happy 33rd birthday. You're my sister from another mister, and I love you. Can she get a big old bong rip and the Dirty Germans talking about this badass electrician? Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Ashley.
Yeah, I'm sure you're quite the badass. Your badass is like bad pizza. It might not be the best, but I'll eat it.
Yeah, so you know, it's this badass electrician. They turn you off, they turn you on. It's the direct and the indirect. Ah, oh, so confusing.
Yeah.
Guys, here's my best friend who almost happened to be my husband. Birthday, it's a big one. Half a century old. Can you please give him a Leroy Jenkins and turtle sex from his birthday? That from the wife and daughter, Heather.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Ola Macholos, please wish a very happy birthday to an awesome wife and mother, the lovely Suzanne, pronounced Suzanne. She works so hard for us, and we appreciate her. How about an original fish sandwich and maybe some inspirational words from Coach Ted? Thank you, and go Ravens. That from Brack, yeah. Madison, and Ryan. Suzanne.
Fish sandwich.
All right, Suzanne. I guess the words I have here are butt kissing. I mean, where is this Brock from? Is he really a Ravens fan? Is he just trying to gain some good faith here with Miles and Thrill? But Suzanne, it's your birthday. You go out on your own. You say, hey, I live in the Seattle area. I'm a Seahawks fan. Or if you really want to piss people off, tell them all you're a Niners fan.
That would work. But tell us, today's my friend Jen's 51st trip around the sun. She loves the show, and it'd be great if you guys could please wish her a happy birthday with the Dirty Germans. Take care, and thanks, guys. That from Emily down in Tacoma.
Yeah, of course we want to wish Jen a very happy birthday. It's very close to gin. I want to have a gin and tonic.
Yeah, so you say gin. It's also very close to another word I think of. Some of my favorite words only have 3 letters.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Tell you, tell you, tell you.
bitches.
Yas a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Abed. Also, guys, my email's down in my office, and I could not get on there. So if you sent me a birthday request during the show, I'll try to make it up to you tomorrow. But I could not get in there.
Oh, look at you being nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, special exemption, all right, for today.
That's what he says to everybody whose emails he's blown off.
Mm-hmm. Right. Subject, the KISW. We need to get a contestant on the line, too, for your guess is as good as mine. Thank you.
No, I'm saying hang loose.
We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. Couple extra emails. Ola Bacholas, my girlfriend and I ordered the KISW mask from KISW.com, and we get complimented on them everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you do and rock on, bitches. That from Fred. Fred, you're not lying about that, man. Everybody has a comment about that thing. They always like it. Never heard anybody say anything negative.
No, everyone seems to dig it.
Yep. What do we got here? This is as far as our question about nudity. We got quite a few of these. Bitches, longtime listener, frequent contributor. I have previously regaled you guys with a police officer's view of people and their weirdnesses. Well, when it comes to nudity in police work, it's never good, especially where I work. One day, working overtime, I get a call of a woman walking around topless in a city park full of families and others enjoying the day. The next dispatch is, the woman in the park is now completely naked in the parking lot. Upon arriving, I see a rather rotund woman, totally naked, lying on her back with her legs in the air and scratching like a rapper, like there's no tomorrow. I glove up and get her to cuff up to keep her hands away from herself. My younger partner shows up and doing the veteran move. I have him move his car in front of us and then put her in his car so he could take her to the hospital. And yes, she was still naked. The things you cannot unsee. Rock on, name withheld to protect the humorous. Got one more. Guys, my husband and I listen in the capital city of Sacramento, California. There are a lot of homeless people near the Capitol building. We don't live near downtown, but when we go there, I always see homeless men with their pants down and their junk out. Side note, I always get hit on by homeless men. Also, never one with the Frank and Beans out. Just homeless men hit on me. And I don't know if that's a normal thing for all women or if it's just for me. I get teased by my husband about it every time I see a homeless wiener. Can you guys wish my husband, by the way, a happy birthday? You guys are the best. That was from Friday, so we missed a birthday.
A homeless wiener.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hot dog without a bun.
Guy's been a cop for 10
years.
It's a log. So I've seen more naked people than I care to remember. I worked in the St. Louis area before Washington. We had a crazy guy that we dealt with way too often. He loved to get naked and pleasure himself outside of his home, usually on his roof. He also loved to play a game with the jail staff, and he would hide things in his prison purse. One of the particular incidents, I had a rookie with me, and we got a call to go to this guy's house. What you have to understand about this guy is that he was doing this for some sick pleasure, so when we pulled up, he was still, shall we say, excited. When he stood up, we noticed that he had something hanging out of his back end that resembled an adult sex toy. So it looked like someone shot this guy in the butt with an arrow it went all the way through. I looked over at my rookie that was ghost white and calmly said, "You're letting him get away. Keep it real." That from Isaac. More on nudity. Guys, I have a couple stories. One good, one bad. Both in the same place at one of my aunt and uncle's homes. First one was my aunt. She was a really cool lady, but she was also very, very, very large. Anyway, she had a rule that once you've been there for a couple times to her home, you are no longer a guest. You are always welcome to come in any time without knocking. One day I came in to see her stark naked. I ran out and she came out 5 minutes later and apologized. Needless to say, I did knock every time after that. Second one was a few years later. I was already at the home and went to knock on my aunt's husband's daughter's door. She said, "Come in." When I opened the door, she was laying there spread eagle with nothing on, playing the turntables, as you guys said. When she realized who I was, she looked at me and said, "Oh, I thought you were my boyfriend." There was a bit of a pause before she said, "Well, you can come in anyway if you want." Now, since I didn't like her boyfriend, I decided to go in there, and that ended up leading to sex. Don't worry, guys, she was not a cousin by blood. That resulted in us doing it several times over a couple of years. Two of them are married now, and I don't think he has any idea that anything ever happened.
She's quite the DJ.
Guys, bitches and you people, I'd like to take you back to my freshman year of high school 2004 when I was playing football. It was after practice. We're all getting changed and cleaned up in the locker room. And I've always heard the legend of how black men are larger than white men.
That's right.
But I was young and had never seen proof for myself. Well, we had one black player on the team. And his locker.
Hey, man, can I see your...
And his locker.
I've heard you got a big penis. Yeah. Let me check that out.
Well, the one black guy on the team's locker was right next to mine. And as I'm taking off my cleats, I see this giant black member swinging in my peripheral vision. Needless to say, the prophecy was true. And to make things even better, his last name was Dickerson. Rock on, gentlemen. That from JC, who listens to us in Kentucky. And he says, P.S., I'm still pissed off that Z-Rock dropped you guys. Oh, well, that's their loss.
I was all hopped up on Z-Rocks all weekend, man.
Z-Rock.
Listen, Z-Rocks.
Guys, I embraced my inner nudist for the first time at an all-inclusive resort near Tampa, yes, Florida. A longtime friend invited me for the 4th of July several years ago. He did warn me about the number of much older members, but I feel like he really undersold that aspect. Nothing like waking up the first thing in the morning on vacation to the visual of two naked old couples aggressively dueling it out on the tennis court right below your balcony. Once the shock factor wore off, the rest of the stay was great. The steady flow of pina coladas may have helped. I even played a 9-hole round in the golf in the buff. Thankfully, nothing got sunburned. If any of you are ever presented with a similar opportunity, I really do recommend it. The relaxing freedom is a pretty great feeling. Stay beautiful, guys. That from Diane. And maybe one more here. And this is on the subject of what did you crash into? Bacholas, I was on my way to work on Highway 7, 5:30 a.m. Sheriff in an SUV in front of me. We're both going about 60. All of a sudden, he slams on his brake to come to a complete stop on the highway. I brake as well. But I can tell I don't have enough time. So I turn to the right to try to miss him. Right before I hit his car, he turns his sirens on as though he was intending to do a U-turn and go the other way. I catch him on the edge of his right back bumper. And just like you see in the action movies where the cops spin out the bad guy's car, I spun out the sheriff's SUV. And he ended up facing the other way in the other lane. My car totaled. I didn't have insurance at the time, so I was out the cost to buy myself another car. I had to pay for the damage to the police car, which, by the way, didn't have a scratch because those things are built like a tank. I also got a ticket for failure to stop for an emergency vehicle. I didn't think it was my fault since he should have pulled off the side of the road if he was going to turn around or turn his lights on before slamming on the brakes. But shockingly, his police officer friends that showed up did not agree with me. Thanks, guys, and love the show. That from the lovely Sarah. All right. Time for Low Your Guess is as good as mine. It's a fun game and an easy game to play. You get from two categories to pick from. And then all you got to do is get as many right in said category before three strikes. And you're out, Steve, who is our contestant. Ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
Jen, welcome to the show. And your guess is as good as mine. Jen, what we'll do is I'll give you a couple categories. You pick the category, and then from there, you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. So what we have today, Jen, is we have the best American car brands that people enjoy buying. We also have the top 10 foods that people love when they're going to a cookout in the summertime. So we can do summertime foods, or we can do the best American car brands. Where do you want to go, Jen?
Best American car brands.
Best American car brands. Okay, there are 10. These are all familiar names, and they are the best-selling American cars in the good old United States of America. And I guess as far as the corporate headquarters of these brands, all are in the United States. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of these cars are made in other locations, including Canada, Mexico, and parts come from all over the world. But you know these to be iconic brands. So the way we play the game is you got to name as many of the most iconic American car brands. Before three strikes and you're out, what are you thinking?
Chevy.
Chevrolet. The old General Motors. Number two. Very good. Now, General Motors, by the way, just so you understand, Jen, they also have three other lines of automobiles that are on this list. So by saying Chevrolet, GMC is number nine.
Good.
Very good. Two are left in the General Motors family.
No, two more in the GM family.
Correct.
Buick.
Buick is on the list, and they are number seven. Very good. You know your cars.
Who else is left? Dodge?
Oldsmobile.
Unfortunately, that was one of those brands like the Pontiac that that got put to death there by General Motors. So that car doesn't exist anymore.
I haven't seen an Oldsmobile in a minute.
Yeah, Oldsmobile and Pontiac both not on the road. I'll tell you this, one of the cars, it would be the higher end
Motors
product.
Cadillac.
There you go, number three. All right, you've nailed all the GM brands, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. That means there are six remaining American cars on the list. You've got one strike against you with six remaining.
Ford.
That's number one. Ford is your number one American car brand.
Ford. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the Ford family, Jen, I'm going to try to help you out again. There is one other brand
Mercury.
On the list. Mercury is unfortunately one of those who was put out the pasture as well.
Shout out to the Mercury, though. R.I.P. Topaz.
Wasn't Mercury, in your mind, kind of like a higher-end version of the Ford vehicles? Like, they just seemed to be, like, a little
bit
nicer.
Yeah, my Topaz, right. It was just a version of the Tempo.
Right. That's but it was a little bit nicer.
Yeah, like had electric seat belts.
Yeah, I mean, not your car specifically, but yeah.
My car in its day in 1991 was nice.
Mm-hmm. One Ford brand does remain there, Jen.
One more Ford brand. Jeep. Not a Ford, but...
Jeep is on the list at number five. It is not a Ford brand. However...
No, it's not, but...
Yeah, there are two Chrysler brands on the list, and Jeep is one of those. There's one more Chrysler brand. There is one more Ford brand on the list as well. I'm sorry, I'm incorrect. There are, in fact, two more.
Dodge? You got trucks? You got the Charger? The other Dodge cars?
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking, Jen?
What else?
She's checking with somebody.
Consultant.
Yeah, who's your consultant? Just put him on the line.
Because he's the same guy that said Oldsmobile.
Yeah, since he's got all the answers, just put him on.
I'm just supposed to put you on the line.
Yeah. If he's going to play it, let him play it. All right. So we've got two strikes against Jen. Jen has answered 6 of 10 right. There are four cars remaining. So far, she's got Ford, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Jeep, Buick, and GMC. What's the next guess there from the family household?
American-made?
American-made only.
Ram.
I mean, it's not technically Ram.
What'd they say? It's a Ram, which would be Dodge.
Dodge.
Right?
It is Dodge.
If only
Dodge,
somebody had said that.
Dodge also incorporates the Dodge Dart and other things that aren't technically a Ram, like a Charger.
That's
and
Dodge.
All those things. So
right.
Dodge is much different.
We're talking about car companies. Right.
What do you guys think to fill in the blanks here?
Can we get Dodge off the board?
We got Dodge off the board. There are three brands remaining.
Say Lincoln.
Lincoln is number 8. That is correct. That's the high-end Ford. There's one more from the...
Ford, Chevy, Caddy, Dodge.
Read what we've got again.
Ford, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Dodge, Jeep, Buick, Lincoln, and GMC.
What about a Hummer?
They don't make those anymore.
What about a Tesla?
Tesla's number 6. Ooh. I thought that would be the hardest one for
nice
people to get.
Nice pull. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, Ted, you named it. And you nailed it. And the number 10 vehicle would be Chrysler, just as the standard.
You said Chrysler.
Jeep. She got right as Chrysler.
I know, but you said, there's another Chrysler.
I know, but Chrysler was one of those. It's like Ford. If I were to say there's another Ford, she got a Lincoln first and not the Ford. So the top 10 best American car brands at number 10 would be Chrysler. 9 is GMC. 8 is Lincoln. 7 is Buick. At number 6, Tesla, which I thought would be the hardest one to get. Followed by Jeep at 5, Dodge at 4, Cadillac at 3, Chevrolet at 2, and your number 1 American car brand, that would be the good old-fashioned Ford there. There you go, and your guess is as good as mine. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast to the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Hi-oh. I thought I'd turn that on. It's been discovered that smartwatches accurately monitor your health,
but also raise your anxiety.
That's the irony of it, because you believe that it's accurate.
Oh my God, my heartbeat is going crazy right now.
Is it? Well, it's like, you know, your blood pressure tends to go up when the doctor says we're going to take your blood pressure.
Sure.
And it's just one of those small things. If you believe that something that monitors your health is accurate, people tend to be a little more anxious because inevitably we're always worried about our health.
Right.
To a degree.
You constantly have that cloud of possible bad news just sitting there right on your wrist.
I mean, think, you live your life every day. You're fine. Maybe you don't give it a whole lot of thought. But if you had to see the doctor every day,
right,
not because he thinks there's something wrong, he just says, hey, I want to see you every day. Like, you're going to be nervous about it.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
It's like when the cops pull you over. Why are you nervous? Like, because you're a cop and you pull me over. Come on, man. You've got to know.
You never have anything good to say to me.
Right. Cops don't pull you over just to say, like, hey, by the way, you're our 20th customer today. Here's a $100 gift certificate to Dunkin'. That's like, that's not what's going to happen here.
We're like, how much Dunkin' Donuts, huh?
I was getting ready to, Ted.
Can I, honest to God.
They just got them on them?
They've got to figure out a way. Like, you know the waitress comes with one of those little things after you get done eating or whatever, and she gives you your card. And they swipe it right there?
Yeah.
Look, man, if I'm going to admit guilt and pay the ticket on site, please make it easier for me. You get your money right away. So whatever the ticket is, $135, if I want to hand you my debit card, you tell me you have like one of those cube squares or something, you can just swipe it and I can get this crap over with?
I know I was speeding. Man, we both know I was speeding. I ain't going to lie to you about it.
A YouTuber in South Korea set his junk on fire during a gaming live stream and got second-degree burns.
Luggy wasn't worse than that. He put lighter fluid on there and tried to do it twice.
During a gaming live stream, man, just play your video games, all right? We don't need some wild and crazy stunts. Maybe it was good gaming content.
How many views you get?
That's fair, Ted.
That is what it comes down to. That's what my man kind of is. Like, he's a gamer, but people do watch him play. So I guess the way I understand it, like, if you don't come in first place, light your junk on fire for 5 seconds. He was confident enough, so sure.
You're saying I'm slacking, Ted. I need to jazz it up a little bit, set stuff on fire.
Yeah, live stream and let your... Hey, bro, you get views from me.
Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to hear the term fire and crotch and jazzing something up in the same sentence again.
Oh, my gaming's fire enough. Mm-hmm. Someone in Illinois robbed two boys at a lemonade stand.
Come on.
At gunpoint.
Wow.
What were the boys?
What are you going to get? $4?
Right.
I mean, what is it? The lemonade 50 stand. 50 cents, a dollar for a glass of lemonade. I mean, you know.
Way to make the kids a cynic
kids
early.
Kids always undercharge for that. You're just doing it and you give them a couple extra bucks.
Right.
Damn.
People are all falling on hard times, Miles, even the criminals. Sometimes you just got to step a little bit further down, I guess.
Sorry about this, homie.
Yeah, that's one of those ones you got to hope this is just a strung out idiot.
Right.
Or that it's like another 9-year-old kid.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, that's the only way. You know, if this was an adult with a gun, like, really?
Ultimately, what you need to know is this. Those two kids want something bad enough to try to figure out a way to earn money to get it.
Right.
That's the only time kids do that. When they know exactly what it is and, hey, look, if you want to make some money and buy it, you know what I mean? Maybe I'll go half or you can buy it on your own. And kids go, okay, what can we do?
And Xboxes are expensive. That was a lot of money.
Whatever it is, yeah.
A man in Christchurch, New Zealand gets paid over $10,000 a year to be the city's official wizard.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know what he does or why he does it. I'm not working on it, but he is the city's official wizard.
Ooh, as a black guy, it makes me uncomfortable. There was the Wizard of Oz, and then every other wizard I've heard about is not necessarily someone in my camp. I'm talking about you, Harry Potter.
He's done.
I know you're teaching at Hogwarts.
He's done a good job of casting a spell over those idiots to pay him $10,000 a year.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, okay.
One thing I know he can't do is make the playoffs.
Oh, damn.
Dang.
Damn, Ted.
Just saying the Wizards have sucked for like 20-some years.
Since they changed the name and they sucked before that.
Yeah,
Go back to the ABA.
A woman has received her first pair of prosthetic eyeballs after gouging both of them out during a meth trip.
Mm-mm-mm. That just...
Fun times.
I mean, I'm glad she got them, but it's like, hey, this is one of those situations that's kind of, you know, self-induced.
Right! Simon Property Group is in talks with Amazon to turn... Are you okay?
I am now.
Ooh, that sounded wet.
Damn. Simon Property Group is in talks with Amazon to turn some of the obsolete stores and shopping malls into fulfillment centers, like your JCPenney's, your Sears.
That would be a distribution center. Is that what fulfillment means?
Yes.
Like you could walk in there and actually buy some of the products. It's just more that they distribute them there.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
You're going to get a lot of stuff shipped out of there.
It's a warehouse.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Just sounds fancy.
Yeah, fulfillment center. You mean a warehouse. But either way, it makes sense. The space is there. JCPenney ain't coming back.
New. A new study found Americans are still paying for sex in Mexico.
They're paying for sex in the States, too. Right. They're paying for sex in Canada. They're paying for sex in Japan. Fill in the blank of any country they're paying for sex in.
These are facts. All right, gentlemen, I have a couple lists for you here. Do you want to know the top 10 things that parents are doing to try to make the most out of their summer? Or do you want the top 10 little things that keep us happy during the pandemic?
Give me the little things.
Yeah, let's see these little things, man.
All right. I already live with my kids. I know what's up.
So we have the top 10 little things that keep us happy during the pandemic. What kind of little things do you guys... Damn,
sorry,
Ted, you've been on a roll all day, dude. You all right?
No, honest to God, I think masturbation should be on the list because, one, I don't know anyone who's got a terrible sex with a masturbator. You're always pretty good with yourself, but also because people have been locked down, there's more people in your home, like... It's harder to find the time to handle your business.
It is. And not only that, but all the other excuses
outside.
You can throw out the window.
Right.
You know, so like I'm tired from work. I rushed home. I'm just so exhausted. Like there's plenty of time to have coitus right now.
Right.
Okay. So that one's not a real excuse.
Unless you have kids.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So these are the top 10 little things that keep us happy during the pandemic. Number 10, getting a text from someone that says, I've been thinking about you.
Depends who it is. Because it's the tone of voice like, I've been thinking about you. Like, that's not good. I've been thinking about you. All right, I sold that dude $50, right? It depends on the source, but I feel you.
Top 10 things, little things that keep us happy during the pandemic. The feeling after taking a shower.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, me too. It's as clean as I'm going to be at any point in the day. It's all downhill after that.
Then you got to start the routine.
Exactly.
Number 8, drinking coffee in the morning. I will say that. I enjoy just sitting down, having my cup of coffee.
Is it that or where the road ends?
Where the road ends?
The bathroom.
Oh. I mean it's a benefit, but yeah. I like sitting there having coffee.
All right.
Top 10 little things that keep us happy during the pandemic. Number 7, finding money we didn't know we had.
Well, yes. Pandemic or not. So that's a win.
Right.
Even though it's your money, you still feel like you just made more.
Number 6, hugging someone we love.
Well, yeah.
I haven't been throwing out a lot of hugs these days.
Are we allowed to hug yet?
Yeah, right.
About to say, I don't know if we're...
They live in your home. That's the thing. You know what? Actually, I made the comment the other night that one of my favorite things personally is, and I've drilled it in the kids' head in that militant way, you will hug us when you wake up. You will hug us before you go to bed. You hug us when you leave the home or when you enter the home.
All right.
So when I go to bed, it's automatic. And I'm like, I didn't realize how much I love that. That's awesome.
Good.
Now keep go the hell to bed.
Top 10 little things that keep us happy during the pandemic. Number 5, having some time to ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number 4, getting something free.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Well, especially now.
You bet.
People are losing jobs, losing wages. Yeah. It's good to get something for free.
I have found that, free is definitely the best price. Top 10 little things that keep us happy during the pandemic. Number 3, feeling the sun on our face.
Well, yes. Not here, but.
Yes.
Well, I would think it is here, Miles. Because you know,
especially here.
Did you wake up Saturday morning?
Yeah, I did.
That's why it was happy Sunday.
Right.
It doesn't happen here. That's why you like it. Everyone else, it's
just normal.
Yeah.
That was the whole problem when this pandemic started. It was dark and gloomy. Now, granted, here in Washington, there are plenty of time where it still is dark and gloomy. But it got better and easier to deal with as soon as the sun started coming out.
It does.
Oh, without a question.
Yeah. Yeah. Top 10 little things that keep us happy during the pandemic. Number 2, sleeping in a bed that's just been made.
Yeah.
Make your bed. Isn't that what they tell you? Start off your day by making your bed. That way you always go into a made bed and feel better when you go to sleep. Get rid of that chaos.
Plus you wake up. You won't go back in bed.
Fair.
Because I'll make my bed, then the dog gets in bed, then the kids are in the bed, and within 5 minutes of making it, it looks like I just got up again. It's not worth it. And then you're in a bad mood.
You know, you have like that one pair of shoes that the rocks just seem to gravitate to the inside.
Yes.
As far as opening them up and dumping them, you're like, where do these rocks come from? I have one set of sheets, man. I wake up and I sleep naked. It feels like I'm sleeping on a gravel driveway.
Like it's pre-crumbed.
I can't figure out, what is this? Like, I didn't eat anything in here. What is this, a booger? What is this? God, it's gouging the side of my chest.
Oh, man. And the number one little thing that keeps us happy during the pandemic is...
sex.
Seeing someone we love after being apart for a while. Ted, you fiend.
So
that's
sex.
Sex.
Sex. Yeah, sex.
I said snacks.
Oh.
Oh, did you say snacks?
Yeah.
I thought you said sex, too.
Oh. Well, sex can be a snack.
Snacks.
Depending on how you ingest it.
Back to some of the good news. A young boy in L.A. started a business selling plants to help his single mom. Apparently, she invested the last $12 that she had to her name towards his little business, and he started selling them and making some money. A GoFundMe started. They raised over like $2,500 for this guy's small business. Good. So he's working it.
Well, he's selling weed. That's the
A community came together to help frontline nurses who lost their home in a fire.
Damn.
That's nice.
Yeah, man.
That is.
The reigning Jeopardy teen champion has gotten FDA approval on his affordable ventilator.
Wow,
he wasn't stupid. That's a fact.
Yep.
Very beginning.
Yeah. What'd you say that was teen?
Teen. He's the kid down in Portland.
How old is he?
He's a teenager, Ted.
You're not working on it. Don't sweat it.
Thank you.
Man, if you beat four of your friends in a game of Jeopardy, you did pretty well.
Right.
I mean, it's not easy.
No. Although I can take the teens.
Why is the teen one harder, though?
Because you think psychologically that you should be able to get that stuff, and therefore you get more frustrated when you can't.
I think it's like your smartwatch keeping tabs on your health, right?
You do know how to drive, right? Like a 50.
The teen's a lot easier than college, though.
Oh, yeah, the college one, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
A restaurant in California is now offering quarantine bubble seating. They actually make little quarantine plastic domes.
Okay.
Oh, I eat inside a plastic dome.
As a matter of fact, you said that. Yeah. But you were brought into the world in a bubble, right?
I was a bubble boy. Yeah. I had something.
You don't know what you had that you had to be. I feel like you just remember what that is.
Was I jaundice? Is that a thing back in the 80s?
It is, but I don't know you're going to a bubble for
it. Sounds like you're not working on it, Ted. We'll have another food fight story involving a 7-Eleven. I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, Mike, have we made it to drinking time?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.